Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Wow, I've actually never heard that intro.
It's a good one, eh?
It's so good. How are you going this morning,
Jenny? I'm great, Morena Molly. Nice Morena. To meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
I'm very happy to bring you an excellent book, memoir today, and it's actually a memoir. This is The Mermaid Chronicles, a midlife memoir by New Zealand's Megan Dunn. This is her third book, and it's what she describes it as, her own Moby Dick. She has been researching mermaids for a very long time. This has stemmed from an obsession since she was a kid after she watched the 80s comedy Splash by Daryl Hannah. Have you seen that? I haven't seen it for a really, really long time, but it's part research, part experience, part personal memoir. And even though it's a serious obsession, it doesn't mean this book is humorless. So what she does is she interviews so many professional mermaids that from all around the world, which is essentially a performance art. And this really links back to her previous book called Things I Learned at Art School, where that's a very Auckland-centric memoir. And she did a lot of video work and just kind of, I don't know, have you been to art school? It's a mood. She captures the mood of art school. I went to it in Dunedin. I've just lost my train of thought. So she gets the performance of mermaids who are the best in the business, quite eccentric. There's this element of escapism and cosplay and the physicality of being a mermaid, because it's actually really hard. You have to hold your breath for a long time. And then relates that to the ocean and the state of the ocean and the way that it is now. And it's about climate change as well. She goes to a conference in Copenhagen about mermaids. She goes to the Coney Island Mermaid Parade. And then there's all these offshoot elements of going to Kaikoura, looking at whales, practicing free diving herself, which is like a full mood as well. And so yes, mermaid life, but it's also a book about being a mother, a daughter, a partner, going through IVF as an older mother, the early years of not sleeping, etc. And her family is carried along on this mermaid journey, which really like reignited itself, I feel, after she had a baby. And I heard her say in an interview, like, exploring nature versus nurture, which is kind of mermaidy in itself. So she's one of my favourite speakers to listen to. She's often commentates on RNZ and works at the City Gallery in Wellington. And so she talks a lot about art, and art is injected throughout this book as well. So she's very, very funny, very deadpan. There's like this kitschiness, nostalgicness to her style of writing, and really just always pulling back to these childhood cultural touchstones, which of course this stems from this movie. Like, the last person she thanks in this book is Daryl Hannah. It's like, it's really big for her. I think she has such an electric voice, and there's such strength in her narration. She's really punchy, and she writes the way she speaks. It's quite a hard book to describe, because it is about mermaids and totally a mermaid book, but it's not just, I'm trying to think of a good pun about the surface of water. There's like more under the surface to it. So it's really rich, and I think it can, a lot of readers will get a lot more out of it than maybe if they just looked at the cover and thought, no, that's not for me, because I'm not a mermaid person. I think if you're interested in the ocean, art, kind of like 70s, 80s culture in New Zealand and pop culture, you'll get a lot out of this.
Wow, this sounds really fascinating.
Yeah, I would highly recommend it.
Cool. Thank you so much for coming in.
So, The Mermaid Chronicles, a midlife memoir. It's published by Penguin NZ. It's $35 and it's on the shelf at Time Out now.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you, Molly.
That was Loose Reads.